Today, on Open Exam Prep, we're covering a foundational concept for the SIE exam, the distinction between the primary and secondary markets. Understanding this is absolutely critical because it lays the groundwork for many other topics you'll encounter. Let's begin with the primary market. You can think of the primary market as the new issues market. This is where securities are first created and sold to the public. The single most important feature to remember for your exam is that in a primary market transaction, the proceeds from the sale go directly to the issuer of the security. For example, imagine a private company called NextGen Robotics wants to raise a large amount of capital to expand its operations. It decides to go public by conducting an initial public offering, or IPO. NextGen Robotics, with the help of an investment bank, sells its newly created shares to investors for the first time. The money that investors pay for these shares goes straight to NextGen Robotics' bank account. This is a primary market transaction. The company now has the capital it needs for its expansion. This concept also applies when an already public company issues more new shares in what's called a follow-on offering, or when a corporation or government entity issues new bonds to raise funds. If new securities are being sold and the issuer gets the money, it is a primary market transaction. So what happens the day after the NextGen Robotics IPO is complete? Those shares are now owned by various investors, and this is where the secondary market takes over. The secondary market is where existing securities are traded among investors. Famous examples include the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ, but it also includes over-the-counter or OTC trading. When you log into your brokerage account and buy 50 shares of a well-known company, you are participating in the secondary market. You are buying those shares from another investor who decided to sell them. The original issuer, NextGen Robotics in our example, is not involved in this transaction at all. The money simply moves from the buying investor to the selling investor. The company does not receive any of the proceeds. The price of the stock in the secondary market is determined by supply and demand, reflecting investor sentiment about the company's current and future performance. Millions of shares can trade back and forth every single day, and all of it happens in the secondary market. The exam will often test your ability to differentiate these two markets through scenario-based questions. They might ask where a transaction takes place if an investor buys a stock on the NYSE. Since it's an existing stock being traded on an exchange, the answer is the secondary market. A common trap is to get confused about the role of the underwriting investment bank. Underwriters are deeply involved in the primary market, facilitating the sale of new issues, but the transaction itself remains a primary one. The transition is key. The IPO is the primary market event. The very next trade of that stock, even if it's minutes later, marks its entry into the secondary market, where it will trade for the rest of its life. To help you remember this crucial distinction, use this simple mental shortcut. Primary means proceeds. If the proceeds go to the issuer, it's a primary market transaction. This simple phrase will help you correctly analyze any scenario question the SIE exam throws at you regarding the flow of capital in the markets.